I didn't know much about monsters, but I knew the basics. They were demons with horns and fire magic like Oscar's. Orcs, cyclopses, tentacled creatures, shadow beasts, lots of others too. All of them had human forms and could shift into their monster forms. They shared some attributes with dragons and werewolves, but were different enough to have their own leadership and kingdoms.
"It's common knowledge. I assumed you knew," Bane said.
"I only read tabloids when Clementine shoves them in my face." He nodded slowly.
"I'm a gargoyle."
I blinked. He watched me. I blinked again. I thought gargoyles were extinct.
Not quite.
Damn. Gargoyles were... well, they were the strongest monsters. They could shift their entire body into stone. Other than that, I didn't really know what they looked like or could do.
"Would you like me to shift before you agree?"
he asked. He was still infuriatingly calm. "I mean, I don't want to be shallow, but yeah."
"Wanting to be physically attracted to your mate isn't shallow, sweetheart."
"I'm not your sweetheart," I warned. He ignored the comment as he stood, stepping back from the table. He unbuttoned and unzipped his jeans, and I got on my feet quickly. Why was he stripping? I could see black fabric beneath his zipper, and his erection was impossible not to notice.
"Easy."
He lifted his hands as if in surrender and shifted. His body swelled slowly, growing bigger and thicker as his suntanned skin went gray. I understood why he'd unbuttoned and unzipped when his cock grew too, straining against the fabric. When my eyes finally left his crotch, they fixed on a pair of wide gray wings hanging from his back. "Damn," I said. His gaze was intense as he watched me. Something told me he was waiting for me to say whether it was a good damn or a bad one. I didn't particularly trust myself to get closer, but my feet carried me around the table anyway. "Do you mind if I..." I trailed off, reaching toward his arm before he said yes.
"Go ahead."
I touched his skin lightly and was surprised by the feel of him. Hard, of course, but so smooth that he felt soft. "Wow." I lifted my fingers to his wing. He shuddered fiercely, jerking it away as soon as I touched it.
"Careful."
His voice was low and gravelly. "Sorry, sensitive there?"
"Extremely."
Oops.